KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Checking sports this morning in racing yesterday, Kevin Harvick took advantage of Denny Hamlin's late crash and wound up winning his third Brickyard 400 title. The Cup points leader beat Matt Kenseth across the yard of brick by 0.743 seconds to win his fourth race of the season. Harvick won for the 53rd time to move within one of tying Lee Petty for 11th on NASCAR's career list. And it gave Stewart Haas Racing a sweep of the weekend following Chase Briscoe's win Saturday in the Xfinity Series race. For the third straight race, Harvick and Hamlin were in a league of their own. Until the stunning twist as the sun was setting over the historic 2.5-mile oval, it looked as if Harvick and Hamlin would sweep the top two spots for the third consecutive race. Harvick beat Kenseth off the final restart with two laps to go and then pulled away for the victory. A tire changer for NASCAR driver Ryan Blaney was taken to a hospital after being injured Sunday early in the Brickyard 400. Zachary Price was pinned between Blaney's number 12 car and another car, which was the result of a six-car pileup near the entrance of Pitt Road just 16 laps into the race. Five of the drivers were checked at Indianapolis Motor Speedway's infield medical center and were released. Blaney, meanwhile, returned to the race. NASCAR said Price had been transported to a hospital for further evaluation. Bryson DeChambeau got the result he was looking for from transforming his body. With jaw-dropping drives and some clutch putts, DeChambeau won the Rocket Mortgage Classic by three strokes Sunday for his first victory of the season and sixth overall. DeChambeau shot a 7-under 65 at Detroit Golf Club to finish at a career-best 23-under 265. DeChambeau came into the week with six straight top eight finishes and was the only player with top tens in the first three events after the restart from the coronavirus. He won for the first time since the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open in November of 2018. Matthew Wolf placed second in that event. A former Cy Young Award winner, Felix Hernandez, has joined the list of major leaguers opting out of the 2020 season due to the coronavirus pandemic. The 34-year-old's decision at least temporarily ends his bid to revive his career. The news comes amid growing unease in major league clubhouses with the season less than 3 weeks away. Stars Christian Yelich and Jose Altuve say they plan to play the 60-game season, scheduled to start later this month. Reliever Sean Doolittle, who helped Washington win the World Series, plans to play but says that if he feels uncomfortable, he'll opt out. A six-time All-Star in 15 seasons with Seattle, the player known as King Felix needed a fresh start following 2019, his worst season. The decision was made after Hernandez participated in workouts Friday and Saturday at Truist Park. The Braves announced Saturday that four-time All-Star first baseman Freddie Freeman, reliever Will Smith, and two more Atlanta players tested positive for COVID-19. In other virus-related baseball developments, Washington Nationals manager Dave Martinez says two players out of 60 tested turned up positive for the novel coronavirus. Martinez says the two players took their tests Wednesday before reporting to Nationals Park and that some are still awaiting their results. Reliever Sean Doolittle, minutes earlier, lamented not having his COVID-19 test results back from Friday and implored baseball to clean this up. The Chicago White Sox say two players have tested positive for COVID-19 and are in isolation. The team said Sunday that the two unidentified players are asymptomatic and contact tracing for both was conducted. They're being monitored by team medical staff and will receive follow-up testing in the coming days. They will be allowed to return to baseball activities after they test negative twice and pass other appropriate COVID-19 protocols. The Oakland Athletics' first full squad workout was pushed back from Sunday following the July 4th holiday, given the club hadn't received results from position players intaking testing done on Friday. That's according to general manager David Forst. Manager Bob Melvin is eager to get everybody on the field together at the Coliseum while understanding he must be flexible during this fluid time. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich acknowledges he benefited from fortunate timing in his contract negotiations. The Brewers held a March 6th news conference to announce that the 2018 National League MVP had agreed to a 9-year, $215 million contract. Spring training was halted less than a week later because of the coronavirus pandemic. Yelich's deal was finalized before the loss of revenue from Major League Baseball's shortened season and labor unrest created at least some uncertainty about the game's financial future. He says everybody is in a unique situation this season. Houston Astros shortstop Carlos Correa is so serious about not contracting the coronavirus that he's asked wife Daniela, a former pageant queen, to stay out of the beauty salons until the season is over. Correa's wife was Miss Texas in 2016. The pair wed in the Dominican Republic in December. Correa spoke at length after Sunday's workout about the importance of personal responsibility among the players if they hope to get through this 60-game season. It's scheduled to begin July 23rd or 24th. Arizona manager Torey Lovullo says the relief pitchers Silvino Bracco and Junior Guerra have both tested positive for COVID-19. The Diamondbacks had previously revealed that three players on the 40-man roster had tested positive, but Sunday was the first time they were identified. Lovullo said both players are doing well. The Yankees had their Sunday brightened by Masahiro Tanaka, who came to the ballpark and seemed well a day after being hit in the head by Giancarlo Stanton's line drive. They're hoping Yankee Stadium's lights will do the same this week. The Yankees are planning to hold intra-squad night games Monday and Tuesday in the Bronx as they prepare for the July 23rd start of a 60-game regular season condensed by the coronavirus pandemic. Tanaka is in concussion protocol after a CT scan came back negative. Manager Aaron Boone says it looks like the Japanese right-hander dodged a bullet. Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona believes it's time for the team to change their nickname. Francona says the Indians should move forward and consider a new name. The American League team has been called the Indians since 1915. On Friday, the team released a statement saying it was committed to determine a best path forward with regard to the team name. The move came hours after the NFL's Washington Redskins announced plans to review their contentious logo and nickname. Last year, the Indians removed the much-criticized Chief Wahoo logo from their game-worn caps and jerseys. Left-hander Andrew Heaney is expected to make his first opening day start for the Los Angeles Angels. Manager Joe Maddon confirmed his selection before the Angels' third workout of summer camp. Los Angeles is expected to open the season July 24th. The 29-year-old Heaney will be the Angels' fourth different opening day starter in 4 years. He went 4-6 last season with a 4.91 ERA and 118 strikeouts while missing time with injuries to his left elbow and shoulder. The San Francisco Giants expect Pablo Sandoval to be in baseball shape and ready to contribute when games begin later this month. Sandoval's larger size and round middle have ignited the internet and brought out the body critics as baseball begins again. Manager Gabe Kapler expressed empathy for the scrutiny that Sandoval faces over his fluctuating weight, and he's confident that 2012 World Series MVP can make an impact as both an infielder, a switch-hitting slugger off the bench, or as a designated hitter. And Deputy Commissioner Bill Daley says the National Hockey League and the NHL Players Association have agreed on protocols to resume the season, but are still negotiating a collective bargaining agreement extension. The league's Board of Governors and Players Executive Committee and full membership must approve it for it to happen. If ratified, the agreement will end a pandemic-forced shutdown for 31 teams across North America that began in mid-March. Games would resume in late July or early August, with 24 teams taking part in expanded playoffs, finishing with the Stanley Cup being awarded in October. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.